Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. This is our platform to where we can discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnasts United, Inc., Samadhi Divine Medicine, Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. We'll be reading from the 365-day devotional, Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young, just a portion of it. Trust me in all your thoughts. I know that some thoughts are unconscious or semi-conscious, and I do not hold you responsible for those. But you can direct conscious thoughts much more than you may realize. Practice thinking in certain ways, trusting me, thanking me, and those thoughts become more natural. Reject negative or sinful thoughts as soon as you become aware of them. Don't try to hide them from me. Confess them and leave them with me. Go on your way lightheartedly. This method of controlling your thoughts will keep your mind in my presence and your feet on the path of peace. Luke 1:79 says, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. So that is the reading for today. So today's topic is anxiety, which I think is such an important topic. Throughout your life, you will experience anxiety. So today we're just going to talk about different things about it, what causes it, some helpful tips to guide you through any type of anxiety you might be having. So we're going to start off with the definition of anxiety. A feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome. So some of the things that might cause anxiety, it could just be stress. Stress from work or school or any personal things that you might be going through. It could have something to do the relationships that you have within your life. It could be emotional trauma. It could be financial concerns. If you're going through any type of medical conditions, just a major event that might be coming up for you that you're kind of getting nervous about. Sometimes anxiety can come from side effects from any type of medications that you might be taking. Also, if you're into different substance abuse, like drinking alcohol or doing other drugs and narcotics, that can cause anxiety. Anxiety can also, depending on your situation, it can lead to panic attacks or anxiety attacks, where some of those characteristics are if you are sweating, you have really heavy breathing, you feel kind of sick to your stomach, you may feel like you might even want to throw up, or you have cramps in your stomach, your vision might be impaired, your body could physically be shaking from just the stress of the reaction of anxiety. You might have a headache. Literally, your body is breaking down from the stress that you're having from anxiety. Those are just some physical aspects that your body is reacting to when it comes to anxiety. So as being athletes, we know just the stress level of making sure that we are fit, making sure we have all the skills that we need, the technique that we need, all the competitions, all the demands from our coaches. There are times where we might have an anxiety attack, or just be feeling so much pressure that it's literally breaking us down physically. I would say to any parent, if you are visually seeing and experiencing your child with anxiety, address it as soon as possible. But if you see a pattern every time that you're going to the gym or a weekly habit of it happening, you have to figure out what that anxiety is about, and really get some help and address it. I've dealt with several gymnasts that have come to me from other gyms that have had extreme anxiety and panic attacks from just either visually seeing someone that they are wanting to throw up or be sick to their stomach just from the pressure of dealing with that coach. So you want to address these issues earlier and learn some coping mechanisms to learn how to handle if you feel like you're having anxiety. So we're going to take a short break for our sponsors and we'll be back. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamille Jones. Today, before the break, we are talking about anxiety, which is our subject for today. Before the break, we gave you the definition of anxiety and then what causes it and then some physical effects from having anxiety. So now we're going to talk about some ways to try to decrease your anxiety. For one, know your triggers. Really know yourself enough that you are aware of what triggers your anxiety. So be aware of that. Two, just kind of think of what you can do physically every day to relieve some stress. It could be walking, it could be riding your bike, yoga, jogging, whatever you enjoy doing, but something physically on a daily basis. It doesn't have to be anything big. It can be something small, but kind of a daily ritual. And you can mix it up, just making sure that you're taking some time physically for your body to release those toxins. Thinking positive, making sure that you are trying to have a positive outlook on life, even if you're going through some challenges, making sure you're getting enough sleep. Sleep is so important. So making sure that your body is rested is important. Your nutrition is very important. Making sure that you're eating healthy and being aware of what you're actually putting within your body. As an athlete, you really have to be aware of what you are doing with your nutrition. If you are a smoker or a drinker, you want to eliminate those things. Definitely the nicotine and the caffeine kind of heightens and increases anxiety. So be aware of that. Practicing some relaxation. And like I said, that physical activity that you might be having or yoga or meditating, whatever you're doing for yourself, you can incorporate relaxation within your daily rituals, making sure that you're doing something. It can even just start with learning how to breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, taking a moment of silence for yourself. Whatever benefits you that you can really react positively from relaxation, make sure you're taking advantage of that every day. When to get help for anxiety. Before the break, we had discussed, you know, with parents, if you are going through anxiety with your athlete, some things to be aware of is if they're starting to be a habit. You know, get a calendar and start writing down when you feel like your child is having an anxiety attack or panicking or worried about certain things, and kind of see if there's a habit going on. So if it's happening daily, definitely you're going to need to get some help. And if it's getting to a point where they're having a full out anxiety attack, where their body is physically breaking down and you can just see them sweating and crying. And this is not just a normal cry. This is like sobbing, think that you're going to die kind of cry. Shaking, stomach hurts. Those are some things that anxiety is causing your body to really kind of break down from the stress that you're having. So if you see that there's some struggle with that, you really need to get some help so you can learn some coping skills. If your child or even you, mind you, I am talking to anybody that is out there listening. You can be a parent. You can be an athlete. Anyone that is listening to this podcast, if you're having any type of symptoms like this, please get help. If you're having a hard time sleeping, so you're experiencing some insomnia, get some help. Depression. If you feel like you are having symptoms of depression because the things that you're going through are causing that anxiety that's leading you into depression, please get some help. And if you feel like you are having suicidal thoughts, and just thinking about it and just thinking about getting rid of your things or thinking about that you're not loved, you're not wanted, nobody will even think about you if you're not here. If you're having some of those thoughts, get some professional help. Another thing I would say for support with, if you're needing some help with your anxiety, you might want to look at some holistic choices on herbal options to take on a daily basis to help to support you through those challenging times where you feel like you have anxiety. So just be aware of what's going on around you and the way that you are feeling. And those loved ones that you have around you, those of you that really care, like really take care of your friends, just be aware of their body language and just be aware of what they're doing. Because sometimes if you're in it, you don't really see it. The people around you kind of help you to see it or ask you questions of what's going on in your life, where they may see just changes within you. So it's important just to be aware of yourself, but also be aware of others and how you can help them if you feel like they are going through some things that they need some help with. So don't be afraid to get help. We all go through anxiety. Once again, with the definition, we always have worry. I mean, throughout our life, we are gonna have situations of nervousness, or unease, or just events that are happening that we are anticipating what is going to happen, if everything will turn all right, or if everything will make you fail. Those are just life experiences that everybody has. So anxiety will come and go throughout your life. You have to just learn some coping mechanisms to help you to surpass those moments and move forward. So I hope today you learned a little bit about anxiety and what causes it and how your body kind of breaks down from it and what things that you can do to help you and to support you through those times. But please know if you feel that it's becoming a habit, please get professional help. Here at the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered, we do have therapists and counselors on hand. So if you do need some help, feel free to reach out to us. Today, once again, we want to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., Samity Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. If you feel like you want to bless us with some donations, we are a nonprofit organization. You may go to www.anchor.fm/Gymnast United Inc. Or you may go to www.thegripcast.com. If you are looking for new and unique different types of gymnastics accessories, you also can support us by going to www.gymnastunitedstore.org. Once again, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Please share with your friends and family. Have a wonderful day, and just thank you so much for listening to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered every single week.